JM, D5, Tango Bravo Foxtrot.
Go ahead, Tim. VE5, Tango Bravo Foxtrot. VE5 RJM. Just outside here enjoying the nice evening we're having. Back to you.
It is a nice evening out. The wind is kind of settled down and the bugs aren't too bad in that. Just a quickie question. Were you on the air yesterday afternoon around 3:30 or so? There was a contact with a fella out of Japan. Unfortunately, I was too busy at the time to try and join in on the QSO, but I was just wondering if you maybe caught some of it.
There's a guy that comes on regularly onto our system, Canada Hub, I'm not sure, probably the Canada Hub, and he has QSOs with various different people. I didn't hear any QSO with you there, but I heard one this morning, or maybe last night, with Trevor, I think, in Swift Current. Is that the one maybe you're referring to? I'm not sure of the time, or even the day, if it was today or yesterday. But anyways, back to you.
I'm thinking around 3:30 or so yesterday afternoon there, and I had my hands full of the job there, and when I just heard it, had the door open on the truck, and I heard it. But, it would have been nice to make a contact with him, and that would have been my third international contact then.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, George sometimes talks to him. Also, Golf Tango Whiskey. I haven't had the pleasure of talking to him yet. I've always had something different, or doing something when he calls, but I do hear what's going on, so once in a while. Yesterday, I might have even had a nap. About 3 o'clock, 3:30. I was doing something about that time. I can't remember what the heck it was now. But I think I laid down, and then I was going to go for a nap, and then I couldn't, and then I just decided to do something else. I think I went outside for something, so I probably didn't hear that QSO you had to go on there, but it doesn't matter. But yeah, if you wanted to get the information there, George would probably be able to help you out, VE5 Golf Tango Whiskey.
One of these days. We're just kind of getting ready to pack up to head for Candle Lake tomorrow, and the wife and her sisters and brother-in-law are all... We're going to go camping. First time for the family to do that. So hopefully the weather's hospitable, and we'll get out on the lake and catch a few fish, and that one sister-in-law wants to do a fish fry, so I'm hoping we can help with that one.
Fishing's as good as it used to be. It's been a number of years since I was up there, probably about 15 years, the Candle Lake. Wife and I had to go up for a wedding there, so, and the wedding was on her side there, so they had it at Candle Lake, and